2. Grand Designs. A garden must be looked into and dressed as the body. This nugget of folk wisdom was included by the metaphysical poet George Herbert in his collection of outlandish proverbs. Visions of how bodies and gardens ought to be dressed have altered over the centuries, and until the early 20th century, when the garden designer Avery Tipping could announce that we have become a nation of gardeners, gardens designed purely for pleasure were the prerogative of the royal and the rich. The rest had gardens for thoroughly practical reasons. An abundance of brimstone. No one was more royal and rich than Nebuchadnezzar, who is said to have created the famous Hanging Gardens of Babylon for his wife. It was rated by the Greeks as one of the seven wonders of the world. The first century BC historian Diodorus Siculus looked behind its splendid plantings and explained its construction. The engines he refers to were probably developed from Archimedes' screw. A cubit is half a yard. Brimstone is similar to bitumen.
This garden was 400 feet square, and the ascent up to it was to the top of a mountain, and had buildings and apartments out of one into another like a theatre. Under the steps to the ascent were built arches, one above another, rising gently by degrees, which supported the whole plantation.